is my team. Praise the name of Jesus.
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 Speak from your spirit. Don't look around the children. You just, Jesus is here. Say, Jesus is here.
Jesus.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Praise the name of
Jesus. Use our spirit to praise him. Praise the name of Jesus.
Praise the name of Jesus.
The Bible tells us in Hebrews, when we worship God in spirit and in truth, Jesus will leave his throne. Where do I find chapter 2, Hebrews, verse 9 to 12? He said, I will worship together with my brethren in your assembly. Jesus truly is here because we are not conscious of him. This morning we pray for God's consciousness.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, release God's consciousness.
Yes.
Release Jesus' consciousness. Father, Son, Holy Spirit is truly with us.
Yes.
We are in Zion.
Yes.
We are in Zion.
Yes.
We are in Zion.
Yes.
We are in spiritual state.
Yes.
We are in the heavenly places. Though we are seated in here physically in this building, but our spirit is connected to the heavenly places where Jesus is seated. Do you believe this?
Yes.
Do you believe?
Yes.
You believe?
Yes.
Shout amen.
Amen.
When you shout amen, you agree you will experience something. Right? Do you believe?
Yes.
What the Bible says? Do you believe?
Yes.
What the Bible say?
Yes.
Lord, so be it. Lord, this morning, bless your people as they agree. Lord, we want to be so conscious of your presence. Lord, we ask you also bring us to a place of worship that will come to saturation point. When we come to saturation point, that's where we have God encounter. Just as your disciples were told to wait in the upper room. When they were praising you, praising you, praising you, until saturation point, the Holy Spirit came and rested on the heads of everyone there. Lord, let this be an experience for us. Lord, we want to have that experience, to have God encounter, that our lives will never be the same again. That we'll go higher and higher, that we will not treat coming to meeting with one another is meeting up with you. And let us know the 10th dimension of Zion in Hebrews 12. In the name of Jesus, Lord, this morning I pray that there will be revival of the word of God and the spirit activity in our spirit, that we will be serious with studying your word, because we are going to meet up with you. And let all of us prepare our death so that we will discover how to live in the spirit and in the word. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. All together say, amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Shout it out. Praise the name of Jesus.
Praise the name of Jesus.
He is worthy to be praised. Praise the name of Jesus. You will have breakthrough. Whatever giant, whatever mountain you face, you praise God with your spirit. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I don't want to talk so much in many other things. So many things just in my heart. We first want to mention the word of God stands. Say, the word of God stands.
The word of God stands.
His plan and purpose stands.
His plan and purpose stands.
What he said in Genesis
will stand.
Even though men fail, he will fulfill what he has said. He will raise up a generation called sinless generation. And this called man-child company will feed the true church in the wilderness out when the Antichrist appear with the 666 system will be implanted in our forehead and here, the man-child company will feed the true church. I have a leader told me, how to feed? I say, no, feed with the word in due season, direction. During the 3.5 years, God pouring out his wrath on the Antichrist, the true church will be taken out for 3.5 years. This man-child company will hear from God, caught in the presence of God. When the man-child company appear, the devil will be cast down. Then the Bible tells us, rejoice heaven, for the devil is cast down from the atmosphere, but woe to the earth. He has come and manifest himself. Actually, this is not what I want to say. I say God's plan stands. Can we quickly, if not, I am carried away to somewhere else. Can we have shall we read responsively? I will read one verse. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Come on, you are not reading with your spirit. I know it, because you read with your spirit, all arrive at the same spot. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Then God blessed them. Now, so God wants to bless his people. Can you just, put a black, what do you call? I don't know how you call. God wants to bless us. Say, God bless them. The Bible tells us God have already blessed us in the heavenly places. We need to be number one. Say number one. Fruitful. Number two. Multiply. Number three. Fill the earth. Number four. Subdue it. Number five, dominion over everything that is in the air, in the, you know, and we know this has not, we come to this, then we go back to go to Psalms and then Hebrews. Shall we read this one? Psalms 1, 2, 3. So, whether you like it or not, the counsel of the Lord stands. His plan stands forever. He has said it, he will do it. Whether you believe it or not, he will do it. Jesus said, even the heavens and earth pass away, not one dot, one tittle, one comma will pass away. Yeah? Keep going. Proverbs 19, 1, 2, 3. So we got many plans in our heart, but what God say about you will stand. Yeah? But we have to hear from God what God say about me on this earth. As he is in heaven, 1 John 4:17, as he is now in heaven, so are we the body on the earth. In Hebrews it says God has prepared a body for him to do the will of God. The book written about Jesus. Now he came into the body, Mary, and brought forth the body of Jesus. But now he's in heaven. His body is you and me. His body is you and me. Got to do the work. I told the children, can you see Jesus to do the work? Cannot. It's you. Got to do. It's, everything is inside us. True or not? You have to receive instruction from inside. You are going to do the work. True? We cannot say, oh, God give you instruction. God give you what to do, how to have dominion, how to do this, how to do that. True? Now, say everyone born in this earth, whether Christian or non-Christian, they are given talents. They are given gifts to function. for survival. Yeah, true. But Christian is more than that. More than that, yeah? And then God created every human being to do good. I don't have to be a good Buddhist to do good. Yeah? Everyone has to do good because it's inside us. Yeah? Say everyone is given common sense. The gifts and talent used with common sense. Common sense means for the common good of others, not for your own self. Yeah? When you got no sense, it's called nonsense. Yeah? No sense. You only care for yourself. Yeah? It's about me. It's about me and my family. But care for others, you got joy. Say joy. Jesus first. Oh. Others second. You put yourself last. Then you got joy. People are miserable because they put Y-O-J. So how do you pronounce? Okay, say Yoj. So Yoj, no painful, yeah? Okay, now I say here, Ecclesiastes, 1, 2, 3. God does it, and man should fear before him. Isaiah 40, 1, 2, 3. The voice said, cry out. What shall I cry? And all its loveliness is like. Surely the people are grass. You know, if you are an older person like our age, you look at your mirror, you can see what a difference. You know, I had my elder brother came and look at my old photo. Wow, when you were young, very beautiful. I say, you did not know, now only you know. That means now it's no more beautiful. But I say, I'm still beautiful. Are you with me or not? If we are just, the years has gone. Wow. Even the bank doesn't want to lend me a little loan. Little loan against my house. He said, no, your age, you know, cannot. Praise the Lord. He said, oh, pastor's pay cannot pay back. Even little loan, they don't want to lend you. What a pity. But God is my source. Say, God is my source. And then God suddenly turned into a miracle. I told you on Friday, but I don't want to repeat it. Can we have the next one? 1, 2, 3. And all the glory of man is flower of the grass. The grass wither and the flower falls away. But the word of the Lord endures forever. Again, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And now this is the word which my gospel preached to us. The gospel, salvation, such a powerful salvation you and I receive. Only you and I do not know, but the devil knows. You get into the word, you know how powerful. Now, earlier we come back to Genesis. God has said it, he will fulfill it. In Psalms, before we go into this, the plan of God. Okay, I think since we are here, God said, I want to bless you, true or not? Do you think God is the one who wants to bless us? Yes. You want blessing?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a way to get the blessing. Now, let us see. First of all, you got to thank God and praise him for all the heavenly blessing. Shall we put it up? Now, I'm just using the scripture as my guideline. It's found in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 to 12. Okay. Blessed be God of the Lord Jesus who has, say who has.
Yes.
Can you read the first one, first verse 1, 2, 3.
Blessed be the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places.
God is appointed in heavenly places. It must come to earth. Is that true? Hello? Yes. We already told about how to tune in frequency to bring the heaven's door open for us. And I've given you the testimony, powerful testimony. Will not repeat. Your frequency is right. You build strong in the things of God, in the spirit. You just open your mouth, it's open. And when this powerful testimony, I won't repeat. The door just open. Even I can't get the loan, I will help you. To run a business, sure make money. Yeah, but we are not running the business to make money because we want to reach nations. Are you with me or not? We want to reach nations in that place. Now, let's see. First of all, you got to know all this blessing. Can we have the 10th blessing? It's all written in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 to 12. Number one, can you read it loud? 1, 2, 3. Why? 10 reasons for us to bless the Lord and praise Him. This morning, we want to be thankful to God. True or not? Hello? If you are not thankful, you grumble because you don't know the blessing. So you can use these few 10 points to keep praising God. Praise Him. Let everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Things will begin to be turned around well for you. This is the word of God. Do you believe?
Yes.
Then you do it. He said, blessed be God. Bless Him. Praise Him. Worship Him. Number one, because... Now, all the verses, you want this, can get from Grace. Number two. Now, when He chose us to be holy with the blood, the word of God, the name of Jesus, then we have connection. All that is in heavenly places will pass to us. We must not struggle. One has our own ways. You know, the children will tell you the struggle is because they don't want to hear the instruction. You tell them one, they will go and do two. Yeah? And this their last training, this got only 4 more weeks, they will turn around. Say, praise the Lord. They will turn around. Huh? Daniel is smiling. Daniel should come and give a testimony. Before you go, all of you give a testimony. Friday, even favor came out and said, God is teaching me obedience, right? Yeah. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Seven. Number eight. Number nine. Number ten. Now, these are 10 points. It's a great subject to talk about it. Great subject. But I want to only see the number 10 because everybody is interested in number 10, is it? We like inheritance. But you can't have inheritance without being adopted into His family. Number three tells us God has a predetermined path for us. This is called path of light. If you go out of this, you struggle. You go out of this path of light, where all the provision is, you struggle. Many people do not know their struggle. And if you want to know more, then you connect to us or connect to the young leaders because they connect tightly with us. And you're just doing your own things. Know that God has given you fivefold is to train and equip you to get your provision. You want to hear from others, then so be it, and then you struggle. Yeah? So these are the 10 things you need to do. Now we come back to this inheritance. everyone is happy to receive inheritance. Say, know that I'm a child of God. I'm of God. Everything not of God, I must throw away so that I can receive from God. I will go into the pathway predetermined by God. Pathway of light, pathway of holiness, highway of holiness, pathway in the spirit where I will take my provision. Not only on earth, I will continue. After I leave off from this earth, I still continue knowing him. Yeah, I cannot know him all that he is. I got to know him throughout eternity because he is God. Yeah? Now, we go to Psalms 8. Shall we sing this song? Oh, our Lord. Oh, God. How majestic is your name? It's from Psalm 8. 1, 2, 3. Come, come. Majesty is. One more time, O Lord. O Lord, O Lord, how much is your name in all the earth? O Lord, O God, how much is your name in all the earth? O Lord, we praise your name. O Lord, we praise. Okay, we put up Psalm 8. Okay, shall we? 1, 2, 3. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth, who has set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes, you have ordained strength because of your enemy. You may silence the enemy. You know, out of the children sing with praising God with their pure heart. Do you know they will silence the enemies? Yeah. They got no hypocrisy. They just sing, they, you know, just jump and just do without any, you know, consciousness of what you are looking at them. They will silence the enemy. Now, keep going. This is, when I consider your heaven, the works of your finger, the moon, the star which you have ordained. Keep going. Now, this is important, man. What is man that you are so mindful of him? What is the son of man that you visit him? Keep going. What is, you have made him, I want you to see, is already past tense. You have made him a little lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor. Now, God created five forms of life. So you got the grass, you got the plants, you got the birds, you got the fish, you got the animals, then you got men over all these things, then you got angels. Are you with me? When God created that beginning. So man is just a little lower than the angels. Next time we will be higher than the angels because of Jesus, who obtained the highest place for us. As a man, he obtained for you and for me. He said, I want to bring you to that place. But right now you can experience him. As he is in heaven, so are we on earth. That's why knowing his word, study. It's called studying the word of God to show ourselves approved unto God. Do you want to be approved? Some people say, I want this approval, that approval. How can we be approved? You also don't study First, we have to be equipped, trained, tested, qualified, approved, then inherit. Every job, people will test you and see whether you qualify. After that, they stamp, approve. Many people want to just go into, we call quote and unquote ministry, not even train. Or go into any business, you need to be trained or not. Don't talk about ministry because many of you are not interested. You're only interested in inheritance. Is that true? True? So we talk about inheritance. He had already made us, come, verse 5, verse 9, make us a little lower, but have crowned him, that is Adam, with glory and honor, already done it. Can you see? Keep going. You have made him to have dominion over the works of the hands of God. You have put all things under his feet. We will see Hebrews and see what is happening. Adam had experienced that before in his sinless state. Keep going. I have dominion over the sheep, oxen, even the beasts of the field. Keep going, please. The birds of the air and the fish of the sea that passes through the path of the sea. Oh Lord, how, our God, how majestic or how excellent is your name in all the earth. We know that Adam, when God said bless, the blessing is already given to us. Ephesians say he has already blessed you because of Jesus Christ came to obtain the place for us, even on earth. Even on earth. Now, we talk about the word of God. They must have some proof in our own lives, so or not. Is that true? If we have not experienced, that means we have not believed the word of God. But we have, for Pastor and I, we have experienced some measure. And I would like Pastor Joshua, next time to come, will tell about the breakthrough in his, where he is. We that day sent him out to do business, touching the world through business. The church here, say the meeting here is for believers. Say believers. Say believers. Believers. According to the book of Acts, it's a training school. So don't underestimate the same few people. You don't know how important you are. I just need 7 people to conquer 7 mountains in the world. Is that true? Is that true or not? Just 7 people. The rest can be a support. Yeah? You are not marginalized. You are part of it. True? But we want who energetic, not training an age like myself. Is that true or not? Hello? How can we train people older than me? Cannot. But you can be a support. Is that true? Yeah. Good. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Now, let's go to Hebrews. Easter is coming. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. And then 13. Yeah. God at various times in various ways spoke. I want you to take note in your Bible, you just put, I say blue color because when God speaks his promises, spoke in time past to the Father by the prophets. So how did God speak to the prophets, even to Adam? The word of the Lord came to Adam. The word of the Lord came to Noah. The word of the Lord came to Abraham. The word of the Lord came to Moses. The word of the Lord came to Elijah. Elisha, are you with me? The word of the Lord came to John the Baptist, who is the last prophet. That's how God spoke. Then next verse. has in this last day spoken to us by his son. Now this, when did the last day begin? When the church was birthed on the day of Pentecost, it's called the last day, the beginning of the last day. I would call now, it's called the last of the last days. So God, right from there, Jesus appeared. In the gospel time, no more the word of the Lord came. The word just appeared. The word became flesh, and the word, Jesus is the word, and said, verily, verily, I say to you, truly, truly, I say to you, the word appeared. The word became flesh, and speaking directly. Is that true? Then we know that Jesus exalted on high, all that he had done, he is still speaking. Is that true? Is Jesus speaking? And Jesus said, now I got to go up. Now I give you the Holy Spirit. True or not? He said, the Holy Spirit will take what I say and give it to you. What I say is from the Father. Is that true? So now is the time of call Holy Spirit. Is that Holy Spirit? That's why Jesus told Apostle John, this time this exalted Christ appeared to John. John saw him as one dead. Before that, he was at his bosom. But this glorified Christ, you cannot see with this kind of eyes. Yeah? Say, Lord, I want to see you. We will fall dead. We are not ready. Now, this time, Jesus told John, he who have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Is that true? That's why we have to connect with the Spirit. I call the pathway, predetermined pathway, is very basic. Just speak with Spirit, the Word of God. Now, Pastor Joseph all of a sudden say, I think you share the word. I say, what? I'm looking after this gang of, they are not gangster. Huh? But he said, I felt you got the word of God. So do you know I received the word of God only this morning? And I still got to bathe this favor. Favor quickly, 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 you know. Are you with me or not? So we study all the time. Say study all the time. It's not last minute. Then all of a sudden you're asked to speak. You say, Holy Spirit, what do you have? He will just give you a sentence. That's why he say you don't prepare, and yet you prepare all the time. Say study. Study. I'm sure this is the word for you, because if Holy Spirit say this is the word for you, you will get something. Is that true?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I want you to see the spoken. Jesus, he's now speaking through the Holy Spirit. I connect by speaking in the Spirit all the time. He go robot. Let's say I'm having cough. I'm still speaking. Do you know I'm still speaking inside me? If I don't speak, I use a lot of my natural thinking. I can be swayed. I can be swayed to natural. I can be in the prayer meeting, I'm in the spirit. Out of the prayer meeting, I'm in the flesh. Can be. That is why he said you got to set it in your heart. Your mind has to set it in inside you, the activities. And the children can testify that I do a lot of things. I plan what to call, what is this, what is that. You know, are you with me or not? The Chinese say one leg kick. That means one leg you kick, that means everything you do. You include everything. God wants us to be, the capacity to be expanded. Is that true? Don't look at you as old. I'm 66 plus already. I often say if I die my mother's age, I only got 4 years. 70. I think I still got some life to go. Okay, now coming back here. In this last day, he has spoken. That means God wants to speak to us all the time, whom he has appointed heirs of all things, and through Jesus, he made the world. Is that true? In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things made to him. Everything was made to him. Nothing was made that was not made. All through him. In him was life, and the life is the light of man. And this light shines into every heart that is born. Without this light, we die. Without the light, I cannot see. Yeah? Even I got perfect eyes, I cannot see. We need the light of God in everything. Now come the third verse. Jesus being the brightness of the glory of God, the very express image of his God's person, upholding all things by the power, the word of his power. Say the word of his power. When the word spoken of his power. Now we know there's power in his word, true or not? Yes. There's we all know there's power in the word. But when it's put into your mouth, it becomes the word of his power. Because it's a spoken word. Say now word. You know, I have these children. You say that they. You say that they, this, that, this. I say, what am I saying now? Call now word. Now word is important. It's the substance for miracle. Now word is the keys of the kingdom to unlock. Now word is my voice activated door to open. It's the now word. I just say it, then the door opens. Is that true or not? Yeah. I know. Yeah. The password of tangentially, of frequency, password. Not in frequency. We know power of words, but we want the word of its power. The Bible tells us in Genesis, now God of Abraham, not only God of Abraham, but Abraham of God. Now Abraham is belonging to God. In Christ, Christ in you, and you are in Christ is different. How much Christ is taking possession of us is different. True or not? He who began a good work, you got to complete it by in him, he in you, intertwined together. So far, you okay with me? Now, he himself purged our sins, sat down now at the right hand of majesty. Not only he is resurrected, Easter resurrected Christ, ascended Christ, say ascended Christ. God wants us to live an ascended life by setting this spirit very, very basic. Fill with the spirit and speak. Converse with him. We have three levels of speaking in tongues, conversational. Intimacy is a language. Say language. Because I still see some of you. It's not language. Huria sukura haya sukuri bihihi. Horama sukuria. You speak and converse with him. Ask him questions. You know, if I have a relationship with somebody, you talk, right? Is that true? And then he answer back. Not one way talk. It's very dull. Yeah, too long, too long. You got to answer back. So God wants to answer you back. Talk, talk, ask question. Say ask question. Ask question like never before. Conversational. Then we say, tune in your spirit to speak strong. Pull your motto. Tune in strong. Yeah? You tune in strong, frequency open. Then you have to have the right word. The now word, then psh, open. I will repeat the testimony maybe in 2 weeks' time. Yeah? This is not the time. Now he purged our sins, seated at the right hand of the majesty. Now verse 13, we don't have to go through everything. And then, you know, we can see verse 3, verse 4, verse 5, verse 6. God say, God say, God say, God say. You read yourself, huh, Hebrews? Can you do? Just put a blue color, you can see. I put a lot of colors in my Bible. So I just look, I see. All right? Then you come to 13. Again, say. 1, 2, 3. To which? Now Jesus was made a little lower than the angels, but now he's exalted. God said, he did not say to the angels, sit at my right hand till I make your enemy, your footstool, under your feet, under our feet, right? Earlier he said everything under our feet. Is that true? Hello? Now, you see, the Bible doesn't give you answer immediately. This is the end of the chapter 1. Is that true? But chapter 2, like, not relevant. Okay, we go to chapter 2. You see, the Bible, you have to read with your Bible, not your telephone Bible. You cannot see the context. You see, it doesn't make sense. It's a question to which, you know, did he say to the angel, I will make your enemy the footstool? Now Jesus ascended to heaven, right? He said, now I will make your enemy, all your enemy under your footstool. We know the last enemy to be destroyed is death. He conquered death, but he hasn't destroyed it. It's for the body to destroy. The last generation won't die. We won't die. Yeah, God will give the power to the last generation to overcome death. If Elijah doesn't die, did not die, Enoch didn't die, Enoch is still very actively doing work. Elijah still very actively doing work. Okay, now you see, there is a question flow to this. It doesn't make sense. Do you make sense? The answer, 1, 2, 3. Therefore, we must give heard, that means you have, he has said something, right? Are you with me? Keep going. If the word spoken, you color your Bible, spoken through the angel proves steadfast, every transgression and disobedience will receive their just reward. Keep going. How shall we escape so great a salvation, which first spoken by Jesus when he came during the gospel time, by those who heard him? So God is speaking. Is that true? In the past he spoke, and now gospel time he spoke. It's here still talking about speaking. And then those who heard it, they spoke, and then passed on to us three witnesses. Okay, I come back to just now verse 3. How shall we escape so great a salvation which began spoken by the Lord? First by the Lord, confirmed to us by those who heard it. So the apostle, right? True or not? And next one is you and me. Verse 4. God also bearing witnesses with signs and wonder, with various miracle gifts of the Spirit according to his own will. So also to us with signs and wonder miracles. Now he's talking about salvation. What is that to do with put the enemy under your footstool? What is that to do? Let's see, okay? Is that all right? Is that all right so far? Now, he has not put the word to come which we speak. God is speaking in this last day through Jesus Christ by the Spirit of God that this great salvation has got great inheritance. I'm talking about inheritance. What's this inheritance? 1, 2, 3. Then to who? Next verse. To who? But what is man that you are mindful of him? He said he did not give to the angels, even though man made a little lower than the angels. Adam failed. But he said the world to come is your inheritance. It's my Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom, little flock. He said, don't worry. Luke 11. Don't worry what you eat, what you wear, what you do this, what you do that. It's my Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. Luke 11:32. or 32, I think. He said, don't worry. The world to come, the kingdom, seek that kingdom with the righteousness by faith through, by grace through faith, by the divine power through my belief. And with righteousness, I win. I will get my inheritance. True or not? So far, you are there? Now, he said, I did not give to the angel, but one place testified, that means saying that God cares so much, mindful of you and me. True? True or not?
Yes.
Let's go. Now, God had made him, means man. Is that man? Because people got confusion. A little lower than the angel. You have already crowned him with glory and honor, referring to Genesis and Psalms 8. And set him over the works of your hand. Verse 8. You have put all things in subjection under his feet. Put all the enemy under his feet. Yeah? The body... he said the body prepared for Jesus. Now Jesus went out, the body is you and me. As he is in heaven, so am I, so are you on earth, hearing that now word and conquer in every domain, in business, in education, in music, in all the seven mountains that we talk about. Now, for in that he put all things under him, he left nothing that's not put under him. Everyone read the next one. But, say but, open your mouth please. I want at least those who are in training with the spirit, say with your spirit. One, two, three, but. Now this one but, you know. Verse 9, another but. One, two, three. But we see Jesus so we know that but even though God has given Adam tasted a little bit but not yet but now we see Jesus even though he was made lower than the angels because as a man we say the seven forms of life, or did I say seven or five? Even though he's made like a man, but now he tasted death, he went through all the process, he went to the lowest hell and rose in victory, and then 40 days, 40 nights, he tell you this inheritance. We are interested in the inheritance, the world to come, the world to come, the kingdom of God is given to you. Little flock, do not fear. It's my Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. Don't worry about all these mundane things. It will pass away. Especially you are older person, what are you trying to achieve? What are we trying to achieve? Take 5 cents from you? We say 5 cents like bullock cut. Like some people so big, you know. To them, is money is so big. Now Jesus did it for us. He is now crowned with glory, honor, power. By the power of God, by the grace of God, he tasted death and conquered the fear of death. Let's see what he has done for us. Verse 10. It was fitting for him for whom all things are made. We know that he made all things, right? Chapter 1, verse 1, 2, 3. He made all things. With the power of the word, even angels are made. And this God is our Father God. We do not believe. That's why he said, if I continue on the book of Hebrews, you evil heart of unbelief. Today you hear his voice, don't harden your heart and compute and try to reason out things, even children. Try to reason out things with me. I say, what do you know? You are here only 7 years. 7 years on earth, try to argue with me. Huh? You know? And then praise God. It was fitting for Jesus. For Jesus are all things made, and by Jesus all things in man, bringing many sons to glory. Is it good? those who are called, justified, predestined, He is going to glorify us. Predetermined plan. It's just get into the Word and pray in the Spirit for the now Word for every situation. Say, now Word. It's my substance to open the door. Voice-activated door will be open. You got to have that Word. He brings us, so He is the captain of our salvation, perfect through suffering. He said, don't neglect your salvation. Don't neglect it. In fact, He told us in chapter 4, exhort one another every day. Hey, do you know you are a little bit off tangent? Do you receive a note from me like that? He does, just a few days ago. I say your memory verse is not consistent. They thought I don't check. Job, do you receive a warning? Where's Job? Sunday school. You are not consistent. It's for your own good. Is that true? Exhort daily. It's called daily. If somebody loves you enough to tell you, is that true? Now, perfect through salvation. 11. He, Jesus, sanctified us, make us holy, and we are being sanctified by His Word and His Spirit. True or not, by His Word and His Spirit are sanctified, then we become one. When we are one with Jesus, how powerful. His last prayer, that we become one, that the world will know that we are, you send me, that you, they are my disciples. And when they pray and answer, the joy will be full. Is it true? When we are one, He gave us the Word, open the door. Keep going, please. This is what you got to believe. Each time you come, you worship God, really worship God, not looking around and hear. Jesus, you can sense His presence. Then will be a God can encounter, will change our life forever. I will declare your name to my brethren in the midst of the assembly. I will sing praise to God, Jesus together with us. He is in us. When we sing, He sings together. Is that true? He is in us. When we sing, He sings together. And praising God. It's, we lose consciousness that Jesus is, the Trinity is inside us. God is inside us. Next one. Again, I put my trust in Him. Here I am, children whom You have given to me. Not only brethren. He said, He is our everlasting Father. There will come a point that this, in Revelation, Jesus at that time become our everlasting Father. For unto us, unto us is given government, and His name shall be called Wonderful. The So you wonder, hey, how come Jesus is called Everlasting Father? The children whom You are given. Brother Lee, you are father, right? You are father to your two children. But you are also a son to your father. Yeah? True? This is the children You have given to me. Not only brethren. I will just finish this, and I want to go quickly to chapter 3, 2 verses, chapter 4, so that we don't go out of context by quoting one verse. Keep going. 1, 2, 3. In as much then as children have partaken flesh and blood, He Himself likewise shared the same, that through death He might destroy him, had the power of death, that is the devil. He rose from the dead. He took the key of hell and death and broke that power, that we do not have fear of death. Right? True or not? Keep going. And release those who through fear of death were all in lifetime subject to bondage. This morning, every fear of death be broken in Jesus' name. Lord, we are connected to the life, the living God who is alive forevermore. Alive forevermore. Every bondage of death, of fear of death be broken in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Okay, now, keep going. For he indeed not given aid to angels, but given to the seed of Abraham. We are the seed of Abraham. I'm not going to go through all these things. I just want you to talk about spoken word. It's a revival of the word and the spirit. Chapter 3, verse 17 and 15. Today, when we hear God's, the Holy Spirit speaking to us, yes, chapter 3, verse 7. 7 and 15. This is a Bible study, also training. Are you okay to receive all this? Yes. Yeah? I see Vincent is very attentive today. Praise God. Yeah, he has been away for some time. He's back here. Oh, we want to welcome Andrew. We forgot. Andrew is from our church that we pioneer in Sitia One. So he's here for 2 months exposure. He's supposed to stay with Adrian, but somehow landed in our house with the children. Forgot about Andrew. He just wants to get exposure. The church that we say we pastored long ago. 1, 2, 3. Therefore, do not. Keep. Okay. 1, 2, 3. The Holy Spirit, today when you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, do not harden your heart. Do not harden as in rebellion in the days of trial in wilderness. Now you will harden when you are in rebellion. A person will harden because in rebellion. The Bible says so. Verse 15. 1, 2, 3. Why it is said, today you will hear his voice. Do not harden your hearts. All right. This is God is speaking. Jesus, apart from Jesus, God will not hear us. He's speaking. He has given us an inheritance, dominion over it. Okay? Now, come to chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 11. Now, he say, God speak. Let us therefore be diligent, enter into that rest God give to us. When you don't have rest, you don't hear God's word, you don't have rest, lest anyone fall again of the same example of disobedience. Verse 12. Back to 12, we often take this, just say the word of God. He said, the word of God is all powerful, sharper than two-edged sword piercing. You know, this is called spoken word. Say God's spoken word. Because it has been spoken, say now word. You have to connect what is it today, you hear his voice. Today's voice, the word of God is very, very powerful, it's alive. Sharper than two-edged sword. What does it do? Number one, piercing even in the dividing of the soul and the spirit. It cannot be divided, but the word of God, now word, can. And then it will even divide the bone and marrow and pierce into the hearts of people and check the intent and motive of our heart. This is the operational dynamic. Verse 13 says, you cannot hide. You cannot hide from him because everything is just open naked before him. That we got to give an account. Therefore, verse 16, he said, I go quick to verse 16. Say, now word. It's a substance to open the door. He will say, turn left, turn right, turn this, do this, do this, do this. But communication is very important. He wants to give communication. Very, very important. When you got problem, don't run to people. Talk to him. Power of the speaking with spirit. I don't want to say speak in tongues, though he's speaking in tongues. I can speak in tongues, not in the spirit. Not in the spirit. Are you with me or not? It has to flow out from inside. From the well. From within. Flows. God is inviting us. Shall we? Hebrews, same chapter, 1, 2, 3. Therefore, so he is exhorted, come to him, come to him, come to him. We are needy people, come to him. Say, come to Jesus, come to Jesus. He has made us kings and priests, right? The Bible tells us. And I is speaking too much for you to not, you can receive one more, two more minutes. Can you? Yeah, okay, quickly, very powerful. Yeah, Isaiah 59, verse 21. And Jeremiah 31, verse 31 to 34 has to do with the word. And you put Jeremiah first. Oh, you got Isaiah already. I think Jeremiah, just now I forgot. Even in Hebrews, he said, he repeats it. Later I will. Now, Hebrews say the same thing. Hebrews repeats what Jeremiah say. Paul repeats what Jeremiah say. And Isaiah. This is the thing that we need to have, and actually is happening to our congregation. There's revival of the word and the spirit. We say the raindrops is falling on our head. In what you call infallible, you can see the proof of blessing. Drop here, drop there, drop here, drop there. Even in Ipoh, even in Kuala Lumpur, yeah? Things are just, wow. Like, I just felt from this time on, my life is very exciting. Because I see the raindrop. How to say? Raindrop keep falling on my head. Dop, they say. Yeah. It's falling. It's also for you. You got it, Jeremiah? Just anything. I mean, Jeremiah is better. Now, the Bible tells us when you take Holy Communion, is it a new covenant? Each time you take Holy Communion, you think of Jeremiah and Isaiah and Hebrews. I speak to myself, Lord, this is what you say. Please write it. As I write my Bible, you write it into my heart. I will know you. I don't have to have people to tell me, know the Lord. Even little children, they are in Daniel chapter 8 already, memorized. They already memorized Gospel of John, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, Genesis, verse chapter 1 to 3, whole book of Revelation, a few older ones. And now they are in Daniel. I say this trip, you must memorize your Daniel. When they memorize it, when the word is preached, they understand. You don't have to turn here, turn there, turn there. Okay, let's see. This is the new covenant when you take Holy Communion. 1, 2, 3. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant I made with their fathers in that day, that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord. But this is a covenant, new covenant I will make with the house of Israel. And those days, says the Lord, I will put my law in the tablets of their minds and write in the tablets of their heart. I put tablets because not the Ten Commandments. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. 34. No more shall every man teach their neighbor. No more every man will say to the brother, know the Lord, know the Lord. They shall know me. No need for people to tell you, know the Lord, know the Lord. From the smallest least of them to the greatest, says the Lord, I will forgive their iniquity and their sins. I will remember no more. When we do this, God says, your iniquities is wiped out because you are a new person, because you know me. You know, Isaiah met up with God. He realized that he dwelt with people of unclean lips. He was supposed to be the most holy man in his time. He preached for 5 chapters, no power in his word. After he met with God, he said, you dwell with people with unclean lips. Don't talk like them. You talk to me so that when you talk to men, there's power. When we talk to God all the time, you come up to talk to men, got power or not? Yes. Hello? The now word become the word of his power. Not only the power of his word. That's why we cannot persuade people to even one soul to enter into the kingdom. Because we don't talk to God. We talk to our mind. The mind will tell you this one, that one, this one, that one. The mind will gossip. The mind will gossip, you know. True or not? Hello? Now, this is the new covenant he wants to write. So you write. You write. God say write. God himself write. God himself wrote an account. God is accountable. He wrote the accounts of all the whole Bible. How he created the world also. How he dealt with people. Is that the account of God or not? Tell me. How come he got account, you no need to have account? So you are higher order than God. Yeah? True? Now we see, out of this written here, it will come up from my mouth. We go to Isaiah. Then, the promise of Isaiah 60, the inheritance will come to you. The kings, the people in authority will come to you. They need help. The Isaiah 60, you have to go back and read, okay? We cannot go through everything. Now, can we have Isaiah? I'm not going to read through the whole Isaiah 59. In the midst of all failing, truth is far away, justice is not there. People are just sinful. Just unrighteous. But he said, God said, I will raise up a breed of people where I can put my word and my spirit inside. And these people will say, oh, this group of people, don't play the fool with them. The Malay say, jangan main-main. Yeah? We are not going to read this. We'll read the last verse. I want you to go back to read Isaiah 59, 60, 61. Because when you have this 21, now Isaiah 59 also tells that Jesus is the pattern that has given to us. We hold on. And he said, as for me, 1, 2, 3.
As for me, says the Lord, this is my covenant.
My spirit is upon you. My words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart from your mouth, and not from the mouth of your descendant, not from the mouth of your descendant's descendant, says the Lord, from this time. Let this be our portion from this time forth.
Yes.
Let the word of God be written in our heart and mind that we will know you. Let our iniquity, our sins will be forgiven. Just as you removed iniquity and sins from Isaiah, who was a preacher, and recommissioned, redesign. Lord, we want to recommission so that we can hear your voice. Isaiah heard the voice of God after being cleansed. Lord, cleanse us, Lord. Cleanse us, Lord. That the word of God, not only written in our heart, at the right time, the now word will be in our mouth. Not only that, in our descendants, now and forevermore.
Amen.
Now I only will give you after this, this is the last verse of 59. Say last verse of 59, Isaiah 59. Then Isaiah 60 is the revival of the word. Isaiah 61 is the revival of the spirit. You go and read for yourself. All right? Can you, for your own good, say, for my own good, I study for myself because I want the inheritance. Okay, we only read a little bit of Isaiah 60, we will end. Arise, because of this, you can arise and shine. You see, the word of God says, when God arises inside me, the enemy is scattered. Yeah? Let the spirit of God rise. You see, let God arise, his enemy be scattered. How did God arise? It's you. He's inside you and me. You must have voice. We are going to have the March for Jesus voice. I encourage my grace here. You stand for election. Study a bit of law. Stand for election. Hello? Yes? Be an Esther that you preach. Save the nations. Hey, you are able. I can see her transact with the counselor, with the lawyer, with this and that. Wow, really fantastic. Look at Gion. Look at Dino. Look at Ludwig. We'll be coming back soon. Hello? He's doing fantastic job there. Yeah. Arise, shine, for the light has come. He is the light, lighting every man through you and through me. Don't hide the light. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you because of the revival of the word and the spirit. And you pray. You pray. You pray. Strong, I show you. The way I got no time, my insight is praying. Yeah? Why I was disciplining the children. Yeah, Lord. What is it, Lord? Yeah, they need this. I'm doing a favor for their parents. Hello? You should be very thankful. Come on. Arise, shine. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. Not only darkness, deep cover the earth and the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and the glory will be seen upon you because of the revival of the word and the spirit. Let's see now. The Gentiles, the non-Christian will come to you because of the brightness. Then the kings will come to the brightness, those who are in authority. They see something. We are experiencing this. Lift up your eyes around so there's no unhindered sight. Just look around just as Abraham. Take away Lot. Isaiah, take away Uzziah. Abraham, take away Barry, Sarah, out of your sight. Something must die. Then you lift up unhindered sight. You make a decision for God, you will have unhindered sight. I have made decision after decision. I see unhindered sight. And then gather them that shall come to you, sons and daughter and your daughter. And then he will say the camel, the wealth will come to you. Just as what we experience. People just want to give ready. There are many people ready to give their wealth for the kingdom of God, but they are looking for people of integrity. Is that true or not? You cannot say something and do another thing. Nobody will trust you. I'm not saying that, you know, you trust the Lord, don't trust man. I'm not talking that part that belongs to God. Only God can do. But I'm talking about people must be trustworthy. True or not? That's what is called church. Say something and do, don't do. Is that true? I don't want to see. Okay, you go back home and read all the blessing. Say, chapter 60 is the revival of the word, the result and blessing of the revival of the word. 61 is a blessing of revival of the spirit. So you go back and read, okay? Lord, we thank you for revival. Revival. Revival, we ask for revival. It's the revival of the word of God inside us. Each person you want to put destiny. Put the destiny inside. Put the word inside. The spirit inside. The word now word inside. We open our mouth. You fill our mouth with your word. That is the door that is an activated voice door to open all the doors you have given each one of us. That we will not live blur, but we will live so clear. In the name of Jesus, praise you, Lord.
Amen. 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 I just want to declare and decree that the revival has begun. Revival of the Word. The revival of the Spirit. I activate right now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name into each of our hearts. Revival has begun. I declare and decree in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Okay, God bless you. We'll meet. Okay. Bye.